This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I need to unpack something with you because I may be a frigid. Okay.
A frigid.
And I want to unpack this with you because last week, now you know what I'm like. I'm very approachable. Now, I'm a bit of a cafe whore. I go to different cafes and hang out and I write. I do a lot of journal writing, okay? And I get to know the staff quite well, actually. And one of the waitresses last week actually came up to me and she was talking to me and whatever. And she's like, you know, I really, really want to learn Greek. Like, I'd really, really want to learn Greek. And she was kind of like twirling her hair when she was telling me. And I was getting the energy that she may be attracted. I wasn't quite sure, but I was kind of like, you kind of are. And I was like, oh, yeah, look, I said, that's my first language I can teach you.
Did you think that she really wanted to learn Greek?
Do you know what? My gut instinct was this is just your cue to hang out outside of the cafe. Right. Now, I was like, wow, she's either coming on to me or she just wants to get to know me. Right. And I said, oh, okay. She goes, yeah, I really, really want to learn and da da da. And like, I'm half Greek anyway and da da da. I was like, okay, that's great. And she's like, so would you be prepared to, you know, give me a couple of lessons? I said, of course, that would be really cool. And so we kind of left it at that. Then she came back to the table and gave me her number. And I was like, okay, great. And she said, so, and then she came back again and she said, so when can we do it? Now, that's kind of a good thing because you know what I'm like. I'm an avoidant. I could have kept her waiting for 6 months. She's like, so when? And she went through every day with me.
So
like,
she's so, very, very
quite forceful. I found like she was standing on me, so when? Like she wanted to lock in a day and I was like, okay. So I finally gave her a day. I said, this might work. This afternoon might work. And she was like, okay, great. She goes, all right, so lock it in. And I went, great. Okay. I said, we'll do a coffee and we'll do a little lesson. It'll be fun, right? Anyway, 5 minutes later, she comes up and she's like, okay. So she's like, what do you reckon? She's like, shall I bring over some nibblies and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Right. And I went, okay. And I got confused when she said, shall I bring over some nibblies? And then when I had an opportunity to work out what she was actually saying, she was just inviting herself over to my place with nibblies so I can teach her Greek.
So you just agreed.
Because I was thinking, how do you bring nibbles into a cafe? That's what I was thinking. Like,
so you agreed to teach her Greek.
Yeah, I said, yeah, sure. But I'm just assuming. I don't know you. I know you as the waitress that serves me coffee. But she went straight into, shall I bring over some nibbles? And I'm thinking, that's a little bit,
you know what,
straight off the bat. Now, am I being...
No, I'd be... You know, that
am
would
I
be,
being antisocial or is this what people do? Like,
I would... That would be a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Definitely. If someone, you know, you've agreed to to do something that's like a transactional thing only, I would, no.
Like, wouldn't you want to meet in a neutral space? Like, for me, it was like, okay, we'll have a coffee and da da da. But straight away, she was straight into, let's have nibblies at your place.
No. I would say no and make it clear, let's meet at this cafe.
Yeah. Well, this is what's really interesting.
First.
I later on texted on and said, hey, how about we meet? So I changed it and went, how about we meet at this place? Because I'm going to be busy, da da da.
Yep.
Haven't heard from her since. And it just, and that was, I guess, the red flag of, wow.
So she's pissed off with you.
Well, she's probably annoyed that if it's not going to be at your place teaching me Greek, I'm actually really not interested in learning in a cafe.
You know what? I'm glad that she didn't text you back.
Me too.
That's another red flag.
Yes.
Two red flags
so far
in meeting someone.
Oh, thank you. Because I was thinking maybe it's just because I'm so an avoidant and...
No, imagine a year down the track.
Yeah.
You'd have 50 red flags and you'd be too late. And you'd be, I don't know. Look, you know, maybe something's happened.
Yes.
And she might get in contact with you and say, hey...
No, yeah, maybe. But
and there might be a reasonable excuse.
Annoyed that, why aren't I coming over to your place?
Yeah, I mean, she could have just come out and said, hey, I want to come and hang with you.
I want to come and have sex with you.
Yeah, or I find you attractive.
Why don't you teach me Greek?
Not under the pretense that you want to. I want to learn Greek. She probably doesn't want to learn Greek at all.
Or she wants to learn some loving from an old
She
woman.
Wants to learn some loving from a, no, I don't reckon you're frigid. I reckon you did the right thing.
Can you blame her, though? I should be flattered instead of whinging about it.
It's nice, but at the same time, you don't want to be hooking up with some narcissist or something.
No, exactly.
Down the track.
Yeah, don't want to repeat.
I'll have you crying on the phone.
Yeah, exactly, and on the dance floor.
Thank
you, Warren. Thanks for unpacking that with
frigid.
Me, darling.
So I've got this amazing trainer. He's really good.
You talk a lot about your trainer.
He's fantastic.
He's really good. He's invigorated you, hasn't he?
He has great results and everything.
Yes.
But you know when you build a relationship with people like your PTs or your barber or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I love my barber,
And you start to talk about these. And they must hear lots and lots of stories. Well, my relationship with my PT is actually happening in reverse.
Right. Because you're getting to know about him.
Yeah, and he's met this lovely lady.
Wow.
I think they've been going out for...
Did you actually train while he's talking?
Or? Well, yeah. And I hear the whole...
So you're paying him, right,
yeah.
to be a psychologist.
To be a psychologist. So I'm hearing all about the relationship, which I don't mind...
Joking.
...at all.
I'm seeing the results. I'm sure he's amazing.
He is amazing. But 2 days ago I was in the gym and he goes, hey, what was it? Look at this, right? Look what she just texted me. And he shows me a message on his phone and his girlfriend's gone, I'm getting the best core from the most amazing sex. And he showed me. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, my goodness, have we gone too far?
His girlfriend
texted him that message.
With her abs.
To him.
To him.
And he showed it to me. So he was going, oh, look.
You're going to end up having a threesome with him. Maybe that's his way of going, hey, wazza, what do you reckon on my girl?
I know.
What do you reckon? You want to be the meat in the sandwich?
What do you reckon?
Is that how he talks? Is he real butch?
No, he doesn't talk like that. But he is
so
very...
So what do you think? Did you like his stomach?
Yeah, she has got a good stomach, I must admit.
Were you turned on?
No. I felt really awkward. I don't know. Do you reckon that's... Am I being now the...
Okay, so what are you thinking? Ask me and I'll be honest with you.
Okay, what would you think if yours did? Would you?
I'd be wrapped.
Yeah?
No, I'd probably think, wow, you feel really, really comfortable with me. Yeah. I'd either think you feel really comfortable with me or you're showing off your beautiful girlfriend and that's cute too.
Yeah,
you're proud of her.
Maybe he heard me talking about...
Or he wants a threesome.
You know what it could be too? It could also be that he's heard me talking about my gym crush on that.
Yes.
I just realised. Maybe, and he's trying to say, hey, Warren, I've got a girlfriend and... But it's not him. It's not him. It's another guy. And we're going out for dinner tonight.
Oh, my God. So he's probably trying to warn you, I'm so not attracted to you.
I'm so not attracted to you. Oh, that's fair enough. Now
poor guy.
Now I don't mind. Anastasia, have you always found that in your working life you develop a really good relationship perhaps with one person?
Oh, yes,
In the work environment.
Absolutely.
Someone that gets to know you, knows your passion.
Yes.
Knows you intimately.
Yes.
Because I certainly have. I've noticed in corporate world in particular, everywhere I've worked, there's someone that I've clicked with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've been great. It's been so healthy to be able to go up and say, hey, you know, this person's driving me up the wall.
Yeah,
or, you know,
sure.
That project, the funding's not enough. You know, just be able to talk about stuff or your personal life.
Yeah.
And we have that sort of relationship.
Oh, we absolutely do, yeah.
Which is really good. And so, because according to a study that was done last year, 47.2% of professionals either have or wish they had a work spouse.
Oh.
And that's the term for them. Respondents cited the benefits as offering support and mentorship, providing advice and guidance, and offering friendship and companionship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And another study showed that 50% of those with a best friend at work feel they have a strong connection with the company. And 70% of employees saying they have friends at work is the most crucial part of a happy working
life. It's so important, though, because you feel validated if you've got someone supporting you. I need a work spouse when I'm in a relationship with a spouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Wouldn't you think that's the first thing that I thought of?
So you can go to work and talk about how bad my relationship is.
Talk
about your relationship.
And feel supported and validated.
Absolutely. Because
I mean?
It is.
Connected.
And when you think about it, I mean, I've done that where it's a safe place because they don't necessarily interact with your personal life. So you know you can say stuff.
Yeah. It's so important to be able to connect with at least one person that you work with, especially if you're working in a crappy working environment. And let's face it, we've all been there.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you know, when you get people together, there's always going to be people that you don't get along with and different personalities and what have you.
Yeah. And we both have strong personalities, don't we? Mine's a bit stronger than yours.
Yours is a little bit stronger. But it's such a good thing. So that's apparently the new term, work wife, work
husband. So you need a
husband,
you've got a work wife. You've got me.
I've got you. You are my wife.
I've noticed the last couple of months that you've been really, really putting yourself out there, not only on a social level but also a healing level. And you've been going and getting readings from a clairvoyant.
You know why?
Getting into witchcraft. Now you're seeing a healing guy you're meeting your grandfather. It's been really intense.
It's really intense. And you know why? Because what I'm doing is, I mean, this is not me at all. I'm, you know, my background. It's just
You're boring as hell for 47 years.
Nerd.
Yep.
Absolutely. But I'm meeting these people and I feel, I don't know why I'm meeting them. And so I met a healer who does energy healing and he was such a nice guy. He's like, come on, you've got to come and do one. And I did one a few weeks ago.
Hey, can I quickly intervene and I'll let you get to your story. I had a coffee with a barista from a cafe the other yesterday, in fact, and he offered me a free energy healing. So maybe I need to have one as well. So you're right. You meet these people.
You know what? I'm the most skeptical person when it comes to this stuff.
Yes. Like, the most. Very science-based, aren't you?
Absolutely. But this evidence-based. But this guy is amazing. I must admit, he's absolutely amazing. I can't speak highly enough of. So I would do it. If somehow the universe has presented to you an opportunity to do one of these healings.
Yes.
Stop looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm not.
Then I think you should do it. So I did another one.
Yes. Okay. Who did you meet this time?
I did a follow-up. Well, I met someone very important. And I'm pleased to say, last time my aura was really short,
did
apparently.
Did you sign a contract?
It was up near my knees. And this time it remained extended below my feet.
Wow.
Which apparently means I'm, I don't know, connecting
extended
with the
Extended your
earth.
Feet, did it?
It didn't extend my feet. I'm still the same height.
I'd ask for my money back if I walked out of short hours.
But it was really good and it felt really nice. Look, it's even just time out. It's an hour where you're just sitting there and someone's
you know, doing Houdini
touching you and doing stuff all over you. And then he said, oh.
Did he save you?
No, he didn't save me, but he said.
No, sage you, not save you.
Sage
you, like get rid of all your bad energy.
No, well, I suppose he does apparently. No, he re-centres everything. I don't know what the science is behind it.
Because us Greeks use basil. We just put it in water and just dip it in water and then just bless the negative people around us.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to bring one
with
tomorrow.
Basil. You can come and do that to me. Might fling back at you.
Go on.
And apparently an Egyptian god appeared.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she. I didn't see her, but she
you
was there.
You didn't see her, okay, but she was in the room.
No, he said she was there, and I can't remember what her name is, but he said.
She didn't introduce herself.
She didn't introduce herself. She just turned up, and she turned up of her own accord, which is apparently quite significant.
Oh, okay.
So you can ask them to turn up, but she just went right.
She came straight in. She came to talk to women.
And she works on two things, and that is career
and height.
And your. And your love life. She didn't work on my height. And he said, you don't mess with her.
Wow.
He said she can be quite traumatic.
She sounds like me.
It's all very positive, but don't get in her way.
Wow.
So there you go. So I don't know what it means. I don't know what's going to happen. But
okay, so is this woman going to be protecting you, is she?
Apparently.
You better not get in her way.
No, no, no. Apparently she's going to look after me and if you get in my way.
So I've got competition, have I?
You've got competition
now. Egyptian.
From an Egyptian.
I wonder if she's taller than me.
An Egyptian god. So he's going to send me some stuff that explains what she does, but how's that?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So Grandpa didn't turn up?
Grandpa didn't turn up. No one else turned up.
Okay.
Sia has stood up to someone trying to sell photographs of her naked.
Oh, I have to put up with that every day.
Yep. After becoming aware that the photographs were being offered for sale, she posted one of the images on Twitter.
Good on her.
Monday night. She said, someone is apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas.
So what's the photo?
It's a photo of her nude.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Front or back?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, she's decided I'll get in first. So you
good on her.
Can't actually make money about it.
Yeah, you can't shame me.
But while we're on that revenge porn, Facebook is piloting a technology in Australia that will allow people who've shared nudes with partners before to stop the files being shared when a relationship ends.
And you know what? That really makes me angry that people even think of doing that.
Me too. Me too.
Happens a lot.
People who are concerned that an ex-partner might share nudes on either WhatsApp, Instagram or Facebook can upload the files and Facebook will fingerprint them. And from that point, any attempts to upload or share the same image will be completely
blocked. Do you share nudes with partners?
No,
have you done it? So is there anything electronic out there that we need to know about that we'll find?
No, nothing.
Great.
No, it's all in their heads.
You've got that hot date on tonight.
I'm really nervous.
I know you are. I've never seen you like this before.
Well, it's the first time.
Like you date all the time.
We were talking about it last.
It's because you like this guy.
Friday. And
you say yes to anyone that asks you.
Well, normally I wouldn't.
Okay, I'll come.
Normally I wouldn't necessarily make the first move, but I did on this one and we're going out
exactly
tonight. For dinner.
Now, are you going to do a dinner thing, are you?
Yeah.
Meet somewhere lovely?
I don't know where we're going yet. I'll have to text him, but I'm really nervous.
Now, has the text since last week, since you guys asked each other out, how often is the texting going on?
The texting's not going on.
Okay, great.
Yet. No, so which is a good sign.
It is a good sign.
Because I find that...
usually you cling.
Yeah, I find that constant texting a bit of, you know...
it's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit much.
It's premature.
At the start. So we've agreed we're going to go out for dinner tonight. And
yes.
I'll probably see him at the gym and
this afternoon. Yes.
And I'll say, hey, you know, what are the arrangements?
Yes.
What if he cancels?
Well, if he cancels, darling, you move on because you haven't... you don't know him yet. And if he cancels, he's not into you.
Do you get nervous when you go on
dates? Look at me. Of course I do.
How do you manage that?
I just have a nightcap. I do the reverse, you know what I mean? No, I really panic. Look, I have to admit, yeah, it's a nightcap thing, which is not good, and I don't encourage alcohol consumption at all, listeners. But I get really, really nervous only if I really, really like somebody. If I really like somebody, absolutely. And I think it's completely natural, normal, because you're into somebody and you want to impress them.
Do you get nervous and talk? Because I do.
Mate, I talk anyway. In fact, you know what happens? I think the opposite. You know, I can talk underwater, right? I actually think I don't talk as much when I'm really into somebody.
Oh, really?
Because I'm questioning what I'm about to say. So I think the reverse happens. Listeners are probably wishing I had a crush on you, so I'd shut up.
Is there anything that you
recommend?
No, that you lie about when you're talking on a date, like, you know, maybe not lie. Embellish?
Yeah, I'd probably lie about, yeah, look, I've always lied, don't we all, if we're into somebody? Of course we do. I lie about everything, actually.
Well, I'm very nervous. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yep. What are you going to wear?
I don't know yet. I don't know. It's going to be 21, so, reasonable. I can wear...
Okay, so you can wear your hot pants, yep.
I can wear my hot pants, which is great, because then I won't sweat with nerves.
And your thongs, yep.
Thongs.
Can you imagine? And a case of beer on your
and
back.
Where are we going, mate?
Where are we going, buddy? Where are we going tonight?
This is the 8 most common things that are dishonest about on dates. So the first one is your health history.
Oh, wow. Okay, yep.
The second is your thoughts about marriage and kids.
That's an interesting one.
It is an interesting one, isn't it? What about this one? Number 3, if you're dating anyone else. Now, like, if I had a couple on the go, I wouldn't say anything. I might have been dating a couple.
You're not like that.
But if you did, would you? Would
what,
you say,
tell them?
Hey, look, I'm just being honest with you. I'm also going out for dinner with another person tomorrow night.
No, of course not.
You keep it secret?
Yeah, and I don't think it's actually the new person's business anyway.
That's true.
So
what about number 4? If you're looking for something casual or long-term, it's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah. So, again, why would you even go there? You've just met the person.
Now, I was just going to say I'd really like a white picket fence and 3.5 children. Now, when I say half...
Isn't it 2.2 or something?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about...
Who wrote this study? This is crap.
Number 5, your political and religious views. I might go there.
Yeah.
I might go there because I'd want to know...
Yeah, no, you're right, actually.
I might go there on the first one.
I ignored the last one's political and religious views. Like, I ignored it completely.
What about your relationship history at number 6?
This is a lot about a person. Hey, we'll say that again.
Your relationship history.
Yeah, no.
Hi, I'm interested in you. I can't hold a relationship.
I've only had really abusive relationships. But I'll change for you.
Number 7, yeah, your hobbies and interests. You talk about those.
Sometimes you'll exaggerate them.
Do you exaggerate?
Yeah, like, yes, yeah.
I do yoga.
Yeah, I read this amazing book the other day on architecture. Yes, I went to Van Gogh.
And number 8. Whether you want to see them again. Now, this is an interesting one because if...
Look, no one's going to tell anybody they don't want to see your face again.
They're not, are they?
Right? They're just going to go, oh, someone's calling. I have to run. I'll call you. And then you never see their face again.
You don't do. You don't say, nah, look,
no. Would you? Would you say to someone, hey, buddy, you know what? I've just realised I'm not attracted to you at all. I'm out of here. No, of course not. You just won't call them again, right? Or you might text them and say, we had a really lovely night, but I don't think we're compatible.
I did that.
Yeah, and I think that's the adult way of going about it. You know what I mean?
I agree. But I agree.
And the childish way about it is not texting at all or making any accountability and not saying anything, just disappearing like me.
And to block them. We were talking earlier about going on a date. To calm your nerves, you have a little, you know...
A nip of something. It depends what's around. If it's methylated spirits, whatever, I'll have it. If it calms my nerves, I'm there. It doesn't have to be sold at a bottle shop, trust me.
I've got I've got a solution for you.
Yes?
A solution for you, because there's a study has found a way to...
I'd suck it out of a petrol, out of a cap if I could.
A study has found a way to achieve the effects of having a drink without the hassle of drinking... Or socialising, if you don't want to socialise. So you could do this before going out on a date.
Explain again, so what happens?
So instead of having a drink, you can get the same effect by doing something else.
Wow, tell me about it. Yep. I'd love that, because I don't want to put poison in my body.
The new study from the University of California in Los Angeles showed sleep deprivation can slow down the communication speed of brain cells and prevent memories from being formed properly. And the researchers suggest that the effect of fatigue can have the same effect on your brains as drinking too much. So what you could do is just don't go to bed.
So stay up all night.
Stay up all night.
Hit the Red Bulls and coffee.
Before you go on your date. The only problem is
Do you know what? This could be true. Because I know when I haven't slept properly, I can get quite delirious and I'm very funny. Like, you know when people go, oh, my God, I'm really sorry, I just feel delirious, and they're giggling their heads off? That's probably lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot to my sister. Half the time she doesn't make sense because she hasn't slept because she's working hardcore, and she's funnier when she hasn't slept. That could work. I'll stay up all night instead of having a little nip of something.
The only problem,
that really makes sense, Warren. I'll stick to the nip of something.
The only problem is you might not look good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So you want to be really...
I've got to get extra makeup really and I need to get my nails done.
And really funny to make up for it.
Yeah, nah.
And that's it for us, Anastasia.
Yes, it is. But guess what? We're back here tomorrow morning at 6:30 to entertain your little ears.
Absolutely.
We'll be blaring out of your speakers making you giggle.
And if you missed anything, don't forget, we are on podcast.
We are on podcast. You can go via joy.org.au and find us there. Or better still, you can go onto Facebook, type in Anastasia and Warren and lick us and like.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.